I am speaking with Julie Palladino, who is Retail Energy Administrator for FS Partners, a division of Growmark. And today we're going to be talking about the use of QR codes at Pursuit of Maximum Yields plots. And this is a new technology. It's great to see this kind of innovative new technology being used for this purpose. So, Julie, to get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit about, for those people who don't really get it yet or don't know about them, what is a QR code?
A QR code, short and sweet, is a quick response code. So basically, all you need is a smartphone. You can scan this QR code, and it, in theory, is going to link you to your appropriate mobile phone information. In this case, you're at a Pursuit of Maximum Yield site. You're going to scan it, and it's going to take you right to information on our Pursuit of Maximum Yield trials. So a farmer normally grown plot versus a Pursuit of Maximum Yield premium plot, if you will.
You were telling me that really QR codes, although they're new here in the United States, they've been around for a while, haven't they?
They sure have. Originally, from what I'm reading, they were developed in 1994 by Toyota in Japan. Originally used to track ports in North Korea and Japan, and it's been a very commonplace technology that they're using in Japan and Asia already. Obviously a little slower to pick up here.
What is the idea behind using the QR codes on the Pursuit of Maximum Yield sites?
The convenience of using them at our sites is that most of the farmers are traveling by, and you'll see the Green Plan Solutions, Join Us in the Pursuit of Maximum Yield signs. You're going to see our QR code, and most of the farmers in the areas that our business is will recognize it to know that we're looking at field trials. The benefit to this is that they're going to stop, and most farmers are going to get in the field, and they're going to look at that crop and see what's going on. In this case, they can scan the QR code, and it's going to come up with seed information, treatment information, planting dates, harvest yield, and it will give them basically from the start of that crop to the end of the crop information.
They also have audio, some of the sites?
We sure do. So for each of those sites, when you're at the site, you can scan the code. You can click on the audio feature, and it will give you an audio of exactly the information that's being provided.
Some people are using these QR codes, and some are a little hesitant to do it. But really, farmers are pretty much earlier adopters of technology and are really looking for new ways to use the new technology, especially on smartphones.
You bet. Some of the information I'm getting, I'm pretty sure that farmers are at a higher rate than the general public to be adopting mobile phone technology right now. Contrary to maybe what we read a few years ago, they're not afraid to try it. They're looking for the latest and greatest technology, and they've got the smartphone, and they're ready to use it. In some cases, sometimes it's just as simple as showing you how to do your first scan of a QR code, and they're ready to roll.
Now, where are we going to see these QR codes? I know you're located in Ontario, so you have plots there in Ontario?
We sure do. FS Partners has 5 plots in Ontario. We've also got some more member co-ops in Ontario, more in our northwestern region that are looking at doing some QR codes for next year's plots. My understanding is I believe you're also going to start seeing them probably down in your area. I know that they're looking at obviously just setting up the signage right now, and hopefully by next year we'll have a good launch of some more QR codes.
You were really the one who worked with on the implementation of this project using the QR codes, right?
Yes. I'm actually lucky enough to have a boss who loves technology. So he'll read the concept and come up with a great application, and it's my job to figure out how to make it work. So for us, it's a pretty good relationship that he loves the toys and I love figuring them out. And here we go. We've got something great for our local farmers.
And it's really important when you have the QR codes and they connect to something that it be user-friendly.
Yes, definitely. A lot of the QR codes that I've seen recently, and I have to say I'm really shocked by it, are not user-friendly. They're not set up for mobile phones. I have not a brand new BlackBerry, probably somewhere in like a mid-model range that does not like huge sites. And so quite often, a lot of the QR codes I'll try, I'll get errors that it's too large and I can't see the data they're trying to give me. Definitely, that was one of our challenges. Our website provider kind of worked with us to tailor how we could make that data simple. Ours, still hopefully by next year, we'll have some more tweaks that you can zoom in a little faster and all the information will be presented a little bit larger on its first draft. But, I mean, for the most part, it's there, it's easy to load, it's easy to read, and it gives you exactly what you need.
So do you anticipate that we're going to be seeing QR codes being used in other different applications in the agricultural world?
Definitely so. I think if I had a blackboard, I could probably write a million different uses already of all the places that we could do it. I think your trick is to get something interesting and make it still a fun technology. You know, make it something useful, but something that it's not going to be what you normally find when you're surfing a website. It's going to be something that you go, wow, that was pretty cool.
Thank you very much, Julie Palladino, talking about the use of QR codes at Pursuit of Maximum Yields plots. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.